I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Ever wondered when you should retire? Have you thought of how much money you need to make before planning your retirement? Do you find planning your retirement a big task? Here are the answers to all your questions. My name is Ashutosh Garg, and I am the author of the best-selling book, Reinvent, Reboot, Rewire, Managing Retirement in the 21st Century. You are listening to my podcast, No Age for Retirement. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HT Smartcast original, and it is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
I am Arini, and I am with Ashutosh Garg, the founder of The Guardian Pharmacy and Equation Coaching. We have been talking about retirement in the past two episodes, and we are continuing our conversation. Hello, sir.
Hi, Arini.
So one of the issues people often face after retirement is the problem of documentation. Everything is here and there. I have seen my uncles who have retired recently. They don't have their documentation in place. When their loans are closing, they often find their title deeds are not in their place. And when they want to sell their property, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, Arani, I think it's a very, very important question that we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to keep my notes in my hand because there's too much detail for me to remember on what are the kind of documentations that we should keep. Let's look at a typical human being who after 35, 38 years of work, retires. Now, throughout our lives, we've created assets. We've got our bank details. We've got so many other documents, from something as simple as a driving license to a passport, to your property papers, to your bank account details, to your locker details. Most of us have been careless in managing these. And a lot of people who have assistants have left the management of all their personal documents to their assistants. The day you retire, that assistance disappears. Then comes the panic. Where are my checkbooks? Is the first thing that comes. If my checkbooks are available, what are my passwords? My passwords are available. Where are my documents of my house? Where are my documents of my locker? Where are my documents of any other thing that you've got? So I think most of us do not plan where we will keep our documents, how we will file them. And the earlier we start to do that, the better it is. So it becomes very critical for us to make sure that, I mean, the best practice is from the time you start working, you start keeping your document. But that's maybe a bit of a tall ask from anyone. Though in today's world, if you were to get a Google Drive and start putting all your documents are neatly cataloged, they will be available to you all the time in the cloud without getting lost. It's also becoming much easier now to be able to scan every important document and upload it so that it's always available to you. But even if you're not able to do that, I mean, I know so many people who haven't even kept the papers of their original appointment letter or their pension accounts or their provident fund accounts, right? Or their PPF, you know, every month they keep depositing, every year they deposit, you know, they keep getting all the details. But when it comes to retrieving, where is all my, you know, value creation that I've done and how do I access all that? You don't have it. Then comes this difficult task of being able to establish who you are. When I say who you are, does not mean literally, but figuratively, you got to go to, you know, PPF office and create, you know, show your identity. Sometimes you've got to get this, you know, verified by somebody else. Sometimes, you know, your signatures don't match. So all kinds of challenges start to happen. And it's therefore important for us to make sure that we start cataloging every single important piece of paper that we have and record it. We are now in a situation in our country where everything is very, very transparent. So I have known of people who have bought jewelry over their lives and don't have receipts. I have known of people who have bought art, don't have receipts. Even something as simple as buying a little gold coin on Diwali or buying a silver bowl to gift, all of us can get receipts.
So is it important to keep these receipts?
It is very important to keep receipts. Because otherwise, if, you know, when you are worth $1 billion and the income tax department comes to you and says, tell us where you acquired all this wealth from, what do you do? And I'll give you my own example. I have my receipts scanned and kept since 1983.
Wow.
And every single receipt is scanned and is kept in a Google Drive file. So therefore, it becomes important for us to be able to not only scan everything, but it makes it so much easier for us to access. And that is what I would recommend everyone must do.
And what would you tell people who are worried about the security of these Google Drive? Though I must mention that this is the safest that you can ever get. It is safer than your house. Your house might get robbed, but if you are careful about the password, nobody can come and break it.
Correct. And my point is that these documents don't mean anything to anybody. It's not as if you're putting your bank locker password there. You're giving up, putting all your papers there. Your password you're keeping somewhere else. So even if Google Drive is broken into, which I don't think it can, even if it is, you're not putting any sensitive information. You're just putting all your documents there, which you should be able to access. But having said that, there will be people who won't believe anything. In which case, what you can do is save everything on a USB and put it every month into a bank locker and then sleep comfortably.
One of the things that we talked about once is the will. So how important it is to have a will by the time you retire, and is it important?
I think a will is important at every stage of your life. It's not when you retire. Because what does a will do? It basically tells someone else, someone who's next of kin, that if God forbid something happens to me, what happens to all the assets I have created? Now, you have assets created when you are 25. You have assets created when you are 50. You have assets created when you are 60. Right? The quantum of assets may be different, may be greater as you get older and as you create more wealth. Mm. But it is very important to make sure that your next of kin get the, if something happens to you in an unfortunate situation, someone who you would like to be given all whatever you have as your wealth should be the logical or legitimate heir of that. So whether it is you or someone who's even younger must have a will. And that will, it's very simple. You know, people get very scared. What will I write in my will? What is going to happen? Will I have to go to a lawyer? You know, all those things can be done at a later date. And for most of us, the first thing is that if something happens to me, everything that I have goes to my spouse. If something happens to my spouse and me, everything goes to our children. If you don't have children, you may decide to say everything will revert to my parents or whoever you choose to. So I think writing a will is very important. Who you want to share it with in your lifetime is a very personal decision. So I learned this from my father about, you know, who needs to know about the will. He gave us copies of his will many, many years ago. My wife and I have done the same thing, and we've given the copies of our will to both our sons. Why should it be a secret from anybody unless you don't want them to know what you're going to leave for whom? In which case, what I'm saying is it's a very personal decision.
Right. Unless and until you want to turn it into an Agatha Christie novel.
Absolutely.
So another important thing about documentation is, I think, passwords.
Yeah.
I think everybody should list out their passwords in one single file.
Yeah.
I'm 29 and I forget all my passwords.
Yeah.
Another thing that I figured out, I know how you list out your password in one file and keep it, but I think we should embrace technology and use things like keychain access, where you have single password to unlock all your password. We must use something like that.
So well, what I do I use OneNote, and I've got a whole page where all my passwords are put there.
Right.
And then that one page is protected by a single password.
Right.
So whoever has access to that one password can access the entire list of passwords.
Right. I mean, I think that's the brilliant way to do it, and it's safe. Another thing is nomination. In case of an unfortunate incident, I have seen people losing out a lot of money. They're always short of money because, you know, you can't you can't get into the bank accounts. So what do you think about that? I mean, how should one go about it?
I think the first thing is that you must be able to define whatever you have in a bank, in a will.
Okay.
In your will, you can mention that all this must be done. So let me give you the example of my late father. You know, he was a very highly decorated soldier, brigadier, Ati Vishishteva Medal, Kirti Chakra. And he left behind a lot. My mother was unwell. So 3 years before he passed away, what he did was he included me as a signatory in all his bank accounts. Result was that when he passed away, the bank accounts were all operational and therefore I could continue to meet whatever expenses my mother wanted. But what was more important was when he passed away and we went and looked at all his files, and he was a unique individual because he had always shared everything that he had with me. But I went, you know, into his office in his house and I found 10 box files. File number 10 had all cross-referenced what was there in files 1 to 9. Each file had all the details of everything from a bank account to a property to his pension papers to whatever else that he had. And those 9 files and the 10th one were all handed over. And when I had the 10th file, I found in that he had even gone to the extent of writing letters which he had drafted out and kept. So, for example, I found a letter written to the State Bank of India pension account. And it said to the manager, State Bank of India, etc., etc., this is to inform you that Brigadier M.L. Garg, number this, address this, has passed away. His death certificate number is this, date is this. And those were left blank.
Wow.
And he had gone to that level of detail to say, let me document everything so that my family doesn't have a problem later on. So that's the kind of detailing one can go to.
Wow, that's really detailed.
Yep.
Now let's talk about what if someone has loans. So how should one go about the documentation? So
I think first and most important is that every detail of the loan should be available. And this is the age of EMIs. So, you know, you've got EMIs for virtually everything that you own today. If there is nobody else who knows about your EMIs, or if there's nobody else who has details of your bank, it's a surefire recipe of a disaster, because banks will start foreclosing because their payments aren't being made. Your successors will be struggling to find, what is my liability? Notices will come from different places and they'll say, but we didn't even know we owe this money. So the whole purpose of what we are trying to discuss today is how necessary it is to have every single piece of data recorded correctly and handed over to your successors in a manner that they have easy access to whatever you want them to.
So documentation is the first thing that you must do when you retire.
When you retire, if you haven't done it in the past.
Okay.
Because, you know, only you know, and most of us have our personal affairs pretty messed up. Most of us don't know what document is where. We're in a hurry in our careers. We're trying to quickly finish a few things. You know, we don't even think. We are earning a lot of money, so therefore, we just keep on, you know, even investments. We found investments in places which we hadn't even remembered we'd done it 15 years ago.
Right. Now that earlier everything used to be on paper, now everything is digital. Would you recommend every paper investment to be converted into a digital?
Everything must be digital. But then our challenges now become different. Earlier it was, how do you keep track of the physical paper or the physical script? Then it got dematted and everything else.
Right.
Now the problem has become, what are my passwords to access all those multiple sites?
Right. And you must keep all your password protected in one file, so yeah, with one password.
And in every site you go to, every 6 months, they say, change your password.
Exactly.
So we keep changing password. We forget which password is where. So it's important to keep track.
All right. Thank you so much. It was loving talking.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com. Aur suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.